Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredworldspodcast.com. Today I'll be sharing on temptation is not sin. This is based on Hebrews 4 verse 15. Many times we beat up ourselves when we get tempted. Do you know that temptation is not sin? It only becomes sin when you yield yourself to temptation. The Bible makes it clear that Jesus did not sin. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, and I read, "For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Yet, Jesus was tempted in all points, yet without sin. Hebrews 4 verse 15. In other words, Jesus was tempted in all points but did not sin. This is evidence that temptation is not sin. Temptation comes in various forms. The Bible talks about divers temptations, James 1 verse 2. Now that we know that temptation is not sin, our focus should be on how to resist temptation. We have an account in the Bible where Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. Many of us are aware of this account that can be found in the book of Matthew, Matthew 4 verses 1 to 12. I will summarize the account and the response of our Lord. The first temptation can be found in Matthew 4 verses 1 to 4. The devil asked Jesus to turn stones into bread, if he be the Son of God. Jesus had just finished fasting 40 days and 40 nights and was hungry. Jesus did not need to prove who he was to the devil. He knew who he was. Jesus did not let his appetite tempt him. Our Lord responded with the word of God, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." In the second temptation, the devil asked the Lord to fall down from a high temple. Once again, Jesus responded by the word, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." In the third temptation, the devil asked the Lord to worship him and it would give him all the kingdoms of this world. Once again, the Lord responded with God's word, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only shalt thou serve." Jesus resisted every temptation of the enemy. We also have an account in the Bible where Joseph was tempted to sleep with his master's wife. This can be found in Genesis chapter 39. He resisted the temptation and ended up in jail, but God brought him out and promoted him. It is important to know that temptation is not sin, so we don't keep beating up ourselves. Depending on the type of temptation, we can do something about reducing some obvious temptations by removing ourselves from certain environments or make decisions that will reduce or totally wipe out the opportunity to be tempted. The Bible tells us to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 to 5. This is one weapon to resist temptation. We can also ask the Lord for grace and he will give us grace. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4. Verses 15 to 16, and I read, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." If you notice, verse 16 follows verse 15. Therefore, it is safe to say that verse 16 is in context. Jesus was at all points tempted, yet without sin. Therefore, we can come for grace. When we are tempted, that's the time to run to God and not away. The Bible says we should come boldly. Why? Because the Lord wants to help us. Another way to resist temptation is to make a decision to walk in the Spirit by obeying God's word. Galatians 5 verse 16, and I read, "Walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Let us also remember that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4 verse 13. According to 1 Peter 1 3, the Lord has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We have what it takes to live a godly life. So my short exhortation today is this: temptation is not sin. We just need to resist it. As we grow in the Lord, certain things will no longer be able to tempt us. According to scripture, 1 Peter 2 24, and I read, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed." I know a lot of times this scripture is used concerning our healing, but this scripture actually says that we are dead to sin. So according to scripture, we are dead to sin. We need to live out of the reality of that. This helps us to resist temptation from a point of victory. So next time you get tempted, resist it. If you need grace, ask the Lord for mercy and grace for help. And where you do fall, repent, ask the Lord to forgive you, pick up yourself, and keep on the path of life. Thanks for listening.